The administration of Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has awarded a grant to Springfield to help the city better prepare for a changing climate by taking stock of its trees. The city of Springfield will receive $315,000 to help determine the best locations to plant tens of thousands of trees as part of a plan to mitigate the local impacts of a rising global temperature. Part of the grant will pay to expand the tree nursery the city operates. Massachusetts Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Kathleen Theoharides said the funds awarded Springfield underscore that coastal communities are not the only places that need to prepare for the impacts from a changing climate.
Heat is certainly going to be an issue inland, particularly in an urban area like Springfield, and so climate change is an issue we're addressing all across the Commonwealth.
Managing the urban forest is one of the key strategies in the Climate Action and Resilience Plan adopted by the Springfield City Council in 2017. The city aims to plant 5,600 trees on public property in the next 3 years, and by 2060, plant an additional 55,000 trees, according to Patrick Sullivan, the city's parks director.
Having that master plan and knowing what you have on the street, the condition that they're in, is going to give us the information that we need so we can request funding, request future grants, or grow even more trees in our nursery to reach these goals.
The shade afforded by trees can have a dramatic impact on the amount of energy needed to cool buildings. A study by UMass Amherst and the U.S. Forest Service after the 2011 tornado in Springfield found that air temperature was 6 to 8 degrees warmer in the parts of the city that lost large numbers of trees in the storm.
So it's very important to get these trees planted and create that cooling effect throughout the urban areas.
To effectively mitigate the potential impacts of climate change, Springfield needs to plant not just more trees, but the right trees, according to city forester Alex Sherman. Expanding the tree nursery located in Forest Park will allow for the development of tree varieties with the best chances for long-term survival.
So I have a lot of different varieties out here, some things that are sort of on the edge of their hardiness zone. Okay. We're sort of trying to prepare for climate change,
yeah.
Think about the future and what trees are going to be doing well in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And so I plant them here. If they do well here, then I can put them out in the street. I'm not planting a tree in front of someone's house and it's dead in the next year.
After visiting the tree nursery to hear the city's plans, Theoharides lobbied Mayor Dominic Sarno and other city officials to support a bill filed by Governor Baker that would increase the excise tax paid on real estate transfers and create a dedicated fund for climate change-related infrastructure projects.
The funding would really go to support the value in people's homes and people's properties and commercial properties across the state that are at risk from climate change.
Baker, who first campaigned for office as a no-tax increases Republican, proposes a 0.2% increase in the deeds excise tax that he said would generate about $1 billion over 10 years. Real estate groups have opposed it, claiming it will add to the state's already steep housing costs. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.